Common Sense Environmentalism, 50 Years of Observation. I'm your host, Lewis Lovla. I'm producing this audio introduction to my webpage and to explain in detail why I have the positions that I do. It is very easy to fool younger people or perhaps those with no real knowledge of the natural world that who live in large urban areas that the planet isn't turning into a desert like some people claim. All of the animals, in fact, are not dying out. And we've got vast forests that are quite healthy and growing along. I live in Appalachia, which is tens of thousands of square miles of forest. Even in areas that were strip mine in Wise County, Virginia, where I grew up, have today grown over and are a haven for deer and wildlife. We have so much wildlife across Appalachia. We are running over bears on the four-lane highways. We're having to shoot them in town. We've got so many deer. There's simply the fact is we have more wildlife and really more forest today than we had 100 years ago. And the reasons are simple. We have a decent standard of living. This standard of living is made possible by affordable energy, by technology, and technical advancement. All across the county where I live today in Washington County, Virginia, you can walk through the woods and you can find the remains of fencing and barbed wire fence in the woods of areas that used to be marginal farmland or pasture. Now, the county in this region, we do raise quite a few cattle, but the fact is that many of these little farms have been abandoned. They've gone back to woods, assuming they haven't become cow pasture. This year, perhaps due to rain and other factors, I have never seen the brush and tree growth as heavy as I have seen it in 2018. Energy and food today are cheaper than they were in the 60s and 70s when I grew up. Now, cheap is relative, of course, to income. But let's be serious. When I can walk down, in some cases, get a 2-pound bag of fresh carrots for between $1 and $1.50, or I can buy a 50-pound bag of potatoes for, say, $13. That's cheap. I also raise my own chickens. I garden and so forth. But I don't try to live off my chickens or a garden. That's really difficult to do, even if you had a lot of land to do it. The fact is, though, a 50-pound bag of layer feed for my chickens is $14. I can get the cracked corn wheat mixture that I use in the summer when they can forage is around $9 or $10. The food shortages that we heard about in the 60s and 70s from the Paul Ehrlichs of the world and the other environmental alarmists are simply not true. The world today produces so much food that farm prices are depressed. Even Russia, that under communism couldn't hardly feed itself, is today's the world's leading wheat exporting nation. So what is the problem with environmentalists today? The simple answer is they are basically, it's more about what they are against and oppose. Environmentalism, which should be limited to rational ideas such as conservation, is becoming a way in the eyes of some to remake and control society. By government control, rationing, and pricing of resources, be it energy, minerals, or even timber or food, accomplishes what leftists and communists have always wanted. They want government control and centralized power. They want redistribution of wealth and What they want to do is create a bureaucratic state that will hire lots of them. The reality is most college degrees, particularly in the private sector, and particularly those from the humanities and a lot of low-end management degrees, are worthless. Too many people with college degrees end up tending bar or flipping burgers and living in their parents' basement because they are eat up with debt. This is their problem. We're not going to sit here and remake society and penalize everybody else so that they can get power and so that they can rule over the rest of us. I have been in electronics and scientific technology my entire life, since I was a young teenager repairing TVs after school. I heard back then that we would be out of nearly every industrial metal that we used to use: zinc, copper, cobalt, nickel, you name it. We were supposed to be out of it by the year 2000 or 1990 or whatever. Didn't happen. Plenty of this metals are available today. The alarmism that they had then, and let me be clear on this, very clear. The EPA has done a lot of great work. We have cleaned up massive amounts of pollution, and we should continue to do that, but only in a rational manner. Removing 99% of the pollution is obtainable. Removing 100% is irrational and is so cost prohibitive it makes no sense. So I'm going to close out this introduction with you asking you this question. Would you rather have people use fossil fuels, and I'll do another audio clip on so-called climate change, which is normal, or would you rather have people living in the kind of abject subsistence poverty that most of the third world is, where they will hunt down and kill all the animals in the woods because they're starving and hungry, and that they cut down mass amounts of our forest, like they used to do, for firewood, to cook over wood fires and so forth? Energy means prosperity. Prosperity means we can afford to protect the environment in a rational way. And you can't escape those facts. You're going to have to put aside your emotion and what you've been told and think for yourself. Study earth science. That is what should be studied. This separate category of climate science is really not appropriate. It should be integrated with earth science, and you will find out that many of the claims of warming and you name it have occurred in the past. They're completely natural and did not lead to the disasters that they claim it has. So I will leave you with this introduction. Thanks for listening. If you wish, hit the donate button, and that will help keep this website up and running. Have a nice day.